But let's get to the case of Officer Sidnick, because we were talking about that in the last segment of the program. So, when the events of January 6th took place, whatever you want to call them, a riot, a siege, an insurrection, all of those things are wrong. It was a peaceful protest. But the way it has been expanded upon to be a... They're going to have a monument for that sucker within... By January 6th of next year, they're going to have a monument as almost as big as the Capitol itself. It's going to be like this giant, I don't know, picture of like AOC slaying the Viking bearskin guy, right? She's going to have this epic pose where she's like slaying him in the insurrection ride. They're going to do something absolutely awful and gaudy because that's all politicians know how to do. But the militarization of the Capitol as a result of it, the suspension of the People's House is gone, the idea that Trump supporters are being hunted down to this day by the FBI. We're still reading stories about, oh, this woman walked through the doors of the Capitol, and now she is arrested. For what? Walking through the door? That trespassing. So you're going to blow her up with a couple of patches? We have a beat on her. She's at her house with her kids.
Take them out, boys.
What are we doing here? We know what. But the crux of the entire thing, because without Officer Sidnick's beating, being bludgeoned to death by a fire extinguisher, it's really just a bunch of people doing property damage, i.e. it's no different than what's going to happen in Minneapolis this week, and L.A., and Fort Worth, and Austin, and Chicago, and New York City, and Miami. Pick your big city, major small city. There's no difference between what happened on the 6th and what happened in the summer before. Five people died. Okay. None of them died as a result of the riot or of the event. None of them. It is now 100% provable that none of the deaths that happened on the 6th were a result of the actions that took place there. So this is from justthenews.com. Medical examiner rules Officer Sidnick had two strokes after the riot. Manner of death was natural. You can read this story at the Acting All Crusadery blog. U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sidnick experienced two strokes and passed. And died of natural causes. Washington, D.C. Chief Medical Examiner Francisco Diaz has determined. He died on January 7th. While two individuals have been accused of spraying a chemical irritant at Sidnick on January 6th, Diaz, in an interview with the Washington Post, said that the autopsy did not uncover any evidence that Sidnick experienced any kind of allergic response. That's what they were saying. Oh, well, he was sprayed with bear spray and beaten with a fire extinguisher as he bravely fought back all of these people. Of course, it came out and then quickly went away that he was more conservative than anybody else. The medical examiner also notes that there was not any evidence of the officer having any internal or external injuries. Diaz, the medical examiner, noted that Sidnick was involved in handling the riots at the Capitol and said all that transpired played a role in his condition. Diaz said Sidnick suffered two strokes at the base of the brain, caused by a clot in the artery that supplied blood to that area. Diaz said he could not comment on whether Cygnet had pre-existing medical conditions. So he didn't get beaten to death. He didn't suffer an allergic reaction because he was sprayed with bear spray. And I reported on this probably like 2 or 3 months ago. There are texts from Cydnick to his brother the night, January 6th. He's like, I got sprayed a couple times, but I'm all right. But it doesn't matter now because he lied in memorial at the Capitol. He was given a hero's funeral. I am not passing on judgment whether he should or shouldn't have. That's fine. I'm just saying he did get one. All of the spectacle that was used to really cement the quote-unquote tragedy that took place there. The injustice that took place there. Because they have to continue this narrative. They have to continue telling us that they were in fear for their lives. Okay? Except post January 6th, this article from Julie Kelly at the American Greatness. From insurrectionist to interruptionists. More than 100 days after January 6th, promises of high-powered sedition charges have yet to materialize. We've talked about this when they've come up. Judges have actually looked at the charges that are laid at the feet of these people who are walking through the Capitol, and they're going, what are you doing? I can't pass judgment on this. You have him on videotape taking a picture next to a statue. You're telling me this guy was trying to storm the Capitol? Let him go. Get him out of here. That's why a lot of them aren't going to trial. Because as soon as they walk into the court, the judge is going to go, get out. Get out. Dismissed with extreme prejudice. Get out. So this is a bummer for the sedition baiting crowd. The regime's Justice Department last week announced its first plea deal related to the January 6th protest on Capitol Hill. John Ryan Schaefer. Maybe no relation? Oh, we don't know. I'm kidding. Pleaded guilty to two charges, obstruction of an official proceeding and entering the Capitol with a dangerous or deadly weapon. Schaefer, who has no criminal record, faced 6 counts of varying trespassing and disorderly conduct offenses. He did not plead guilty to any of the initial charges. He turned himself into law enforcement January 18th and has remained behind bars ever since, like many Capitol defendants. Schaefer was transported to D.C. to await trial. Schaefer's arrest was part of the shock and awe manhunt the Justice Department unleashed immediately following the arrest to deter people from protesting the regime's installation of one sleepy, creepy Joe Biden. And this is kind of a statement to the, well, we're going to get him back in 2022. We're going to get him back in 2024 crowd. The federal government hates you. Well, I know good people that work there. There may be good people there. I'm not disagreeing. But the Leviathan itself hates you. It is actively seeking your removal and destruction. While defending bigots love Marxism as peaceful protests and saying, hey man, you can't find anything. Burning a church in Minneapolis. I don't see anything, man. Looks like a peaceful protest to me. Auntie Jane walks through the Capitol and all of a sudden they got 6 Black Hawk helicopters following her Prius back home. shock and awe manhunt. There's still posters out. They're still posting. We're looking for this person that was involved in the January 6th riot at the Capitol. It's like, dude, that was 4 months ago. What are you talking about? Riot. You got the kingpin. You got the bearskin Viking horn guy. You got the guy that sat at Pelosi's desk. You got the ringleaders, man. Leave them alone. Let's see. In an April 15th press release, the Justice Department patted itself on the back, of course, for a job well done. Quote, on this 100th day since the horrific January 6th assault on the United States. The way they talk about a building. The way they refer to this building. It is sacred to them. It's brick and mortar, dude. It's brick and mortar with some carpets and some chairs. But they attacked our Capitol. They continued, Oath Keepers members John Schaefer has pleaded guilty to multiple felonies, including for breaching the Capitol while wearing a tactical vest armed with bear spray. So, essentially cosplaying now is a federal crime. Because that's all he was doing. He was wearing bear spray. Maybe in case he ran into the bearskin Viking horn guy. You don't know. Of course, he was going to interfere with Congress's certification of the Electoral College results, said Acting Deputy Attorney General John Carlin. The FBI has made an average of more than 4 arrests a day, 7 days a week, since January 6th. That's why they can't be bothered with Black Lives Matter.